From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Peace in Aleppo again proves elusive. United Nations spokesman Stefan Dujarric on Wednesday called on warring parties in Syria's besieged Aleppo to stop fighting after a ceasefire appeared to have broken down.
The UN is deeply concerned by reports of fighting in Aleppo today, despite the announcement of a ceasefire agreement last night. Any continued fighting leaves thousands of civilians in the direct line of fire. The safety and security of tens of thousands of men, women, and children still trapped in eastern Aleppo remains precarious. We urgently call for a pause in fighting to allow people who wish to leave safely the besieged eastern Aleppo for a destination of their choice. The parties must also ensure that those who have surrendered or been captured and are treated humanely and in line with international law.
UN Human Rights Commissioner Zayd Raad al-Hussein says he is appalled by the apparent collapse of the ceasefire deal in Aleppo that would have allowed civilians to evacuate the war-torn Syrian city, where heavy fighting resumed Wednesday. The comments came after heavy fighting in Aleppo, and various parties and their backers traded blame for shattering that ceasefire, effectively scuttling the plan to evacuate civilians and rebels. Saudi Arabia's King Salman vowed Wednesday to prevent other nations from intervening in neighboring Yemen, where it has been at war with Iranian-backed Shiite rebels since March of 2015. The king's speech comes as UNICEF has renewed its warning of a humanitarian crisis in Yemen, with a new report showing that the number of children suffering from severe malnutrition is 200% higher than it was in 2014. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has announced his selection of former campaign rival Rick Perry to be the country's next Secretary of Energy. In a statement early Wednesday on the decision, Trump said that Perry, a former governor of Texas, has led his state through a sustained period of economic growth and prosperity by developing its energy resources and infrastructure. Perry calls it a tremendous honor to be chosen for Trump's cabinet, adds that he looks forward to engaging in a conversation about America's energy future. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says he personally killed suspected drug traffickers during his two-decade tenure as mayor of a southern city there. VOA's Jeff Custer has more from Washington.
Duterte made the admission this week during a speech before a group of businessmen at the presidential palace in Manila.
But in Davao, I used to do it personally, just to show to the guys that if I can do it, why can't you? And I go around Davao with a motorcycle, with a big bike, and I would just patrol the streets and looking for trouble also.
Duterte added in Filipino that he would seek out encounters so he could kill. The president's shocking admission came amid defense of his all-out crackdown on suspected drug dealers since taking office in June. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon has condemned the takeover of Gambia's Electoral Commission by security forces and is calling on them to vacate the building immediately. A statement Wednesday from the Secretary General's spokesman also asked the Gambian military to take no further actions that could jeopardize a peaceful transfer of power in the tiny West African country. President Yahya Jammeh initially conceded defeat to challenger Adama Barrow in the December 1st presidential election, but later retracted the concession. On Tuesday, members of Gambia's ruling party asked the country's Supreme Court to void the election results. A delegation of four West African heads of state led by Liberia's Ellen Johnson Sirleaf met with Jammeh in Gambia on Tuesday. Online retailer Amazon has completed its first delivery by drone. The drone delivered an Amazon Fire TV streaming device and a bag of popcorn Wednesday to a user in the Cambridge area of the United Kingdom. According to a tweet from Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, that delivery was made within 13 minutes of the order being placed. While successful, it may still be some time before delivery drones are widespread, as there are only two customers as part of its Prime Air trial. It was the first that was done in UK, and is not surprising, as Amazon announced last Friday it got permission from the government to test it.
That's the latest world news from VOA.